The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
I want to talk about Amazon.ie. Adrian Weckler is with me, technology editor with the Irish Independent. Adrian, what is it? How does it compare to Amazon.co.uk? What's included? What's not?
Yeah, it's Amazon have been talking about this for years. Finally, an Ireland-specific Amazon shopping platform. So most people who use Amazon now at the moment, they use Amazon.co.uk. Certainly if you're subscribed to Amazon Prime, which is the thing that gets you the free delivery and also gets you the free movies online and a bunch of other benefits as well. That's with co.co.uk. That's a couple hundred thousand people here in Ireland. Now they've launched Amazon.ie. It's going to be a cheaper online, a monthly online fee. So €7 instead of €11. But you'll get fewer benefits. So there'll be no family sharing, which means that, strictly speaking, you can only use one account, your own account, to get your free deliveries, and you won't have benefits like Prime Reading, Amazon Prime Reading, which is a kind of an online reading subscription that some people use. And also, there probably will be fewer products to get that Prime delivery on .ie compared to .co.uk. So you'll save money on the subscription, but you may not get as many benefits.
The Prime Video option, does that migrate across if you go to .ie? I'd wager that's what a lot of people use. Okay.
Exact same thing, exact same catalog. The other benefit to .ie as well is that, in theory anyway, you should avoid more customs charges and fees. Like, I was talking to one company today, an Irish company, and they've started selling on Amazon.ie because they couldn't sell into the Irish market. You know the way, if you've ever tried to buy like a power bank, for example, or a battery-based thing, or most of them won't sell into Ireland from Amazon.co.uk, but they can now through Amazon.ie. So it'll open up new products as well.
And what about same-day delivery? So this is an option available to people in Britain, for example, with .co.uk. Will there be same-day delivery in Ireland for .ie customers?
There should be more same-day delivery. Yeah, there should be same-day delivery, and there should be more. Now, a lot of this comes with a rider in that to get same-day delivery, you need more local sellers and local fulfillment going on in the country. Now, Amazon has put a lot of that infrastructure in place. It has a big fulfillment center here. It has all the stuff that you need for that. But they're really trying to get Irish sellers onto the store, and there really aren't that many at the moment. I mean, they were trying to showcase a few today, and other than Bewley's, I barely recognised any of the others here. But yeah, same day delivery, that is one of the benefits once it gets properly up and running.
And do you suspect that the service will expand over time, Adrian? So maybe the price will expand with it, but we'll ultimately get what you do get with .co.uk.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, Kieran. Okay. And the reason I say that is because Amazon has been a juggernaut in Ireland for years. So, like, conservatively, it's a couple of hundred thousand people here who subscribe to Prime. So the concept of buying things online and, you know, using Amazon is so well established here. I'm not sure whether Amazon.ie will really expand that all that much. It's possible that there are businesses and small companies and retailers that just thought that they, you know, that Amazon wasn't for them, and maybe they'll be attracted onto the platform. Although the commission is pretty steep. I was talking to one company today. It's 15% commission they have to hand over, plus other fees as well if they want further fulfillment. So, you know, you have to have a fairly decent margin to begin with.
We're finally free of British imperialism. Thank you, Jeff Bezos, says one of our listeners on the tail. That's a unique take. I'll give you that. Certainly.
Some customers will come back to you, and Amazon users, they'll say, well, look, I was never mad keen on Amazon.co.uk. I'm not that mad keen on Amazon.ie. They'll often tell you that if you use, for example, Amazon.de, which is the German one, that you'll often get cheaper prices there. Now, the only catch with that is you don't get the free delivery or the Prime benefits, because your Prime membership only attaches to one Amazon country store. So you can choose, you're allowed to keep it with .co.uk. You're not going to be automatically switched to Amazon.ie if you're a Prime member. You can choose which one. And by the way, you can keep going back and forward depending on the benefits. But you may not get the absolute cheapest price.
And what about people then who are Amazon customers and they open up their app and a message pops up, you know, we've got a .ie version, do you want to use it? What happened? Their subscription, as you said, was $11.99, it's now $6.99. Yeah. Does that saving automatically kick in? Do they have to re-enter new passwords on Prime Video if they're using that on another device? What happens with all of that?
It's exactly the same login and password for both. Now, what you'll have to do is you will have to change your subscription. It'll invite you to do it, but you actually have to go and do it. You have to change the country from the Union Jack to the Irish Tricolor. When you do that, you'll automatically get a refund. So you've been paying, it's actually £8.99. I rounded up to about €11.
Okay.
When you switch over to the Irish store, which is €6.99, €7, you will actually get your €4 in, I think it's €4. Maybe you'll get your full months back, but you get a refund of some amount anyway. But if you switch back to .co.uk at some future point, you then will have to go up to the higher subscription rate again.
Ruth Roberts is with us from Cogs, the Brain Shop in Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, and online as well, of course. Ruth, you guys don't use Amazon.
We don't. We fulfil our own orders. And just what I'm hearing over and over again is that same day delivery. Lots of Irish retailers offer same day delivery, ourselves included in Dublin. And we offer next day delivery everywhere else in the country. Looking at some of the coverage today about Amazon.ie, it's almost be sycophantic. You swear that there was no Irish retailers out there providing comparable, if not better, service. And it feels like we're kind of a lonely voice here at the moment today.
There was a sense that maybe kind of when Amazon first emerged, that it was offering a service that didn't exist for Irish customers. And then maybe the likes of yourselves and others have massively upped their game. And you know, most Irish retailers now have a formidable online presence.
Yeah.
And I know whether it was because of Amazon or because of COVID or a combination of both.
Absolutely.
The deliveries as well are much improved.
Yeah, Amazon is there. We look at Amazon. We learn from Amazon. We have to compete with Amazon. You know, when we list a product online, we have to be competitive on price. When you Google a product, their price shows up and our price shows up beside them. So, you know, if we can't be competitive, we just don't stock it. We have over 5,000 lines in our warehouse in Dublin that you can get same day in Dublin. There's expertise behind the brand. I'm originally a primary school teacher. I've picked out everything. I've really carefully curated the range that we have. So we're not trying to sell everything, but we are trying to sell the best. And it's just so important to not slip into that default Amazon mindset of shopping with Amazon. I'd really implore people to look and see if there's an Irish supplier. I'm aware of 3 Irish toy retailers that have closed down this year.
So are there certain retailers then you would worry about more than others when it comes to Amazon.ie getting up and running?
Definitely small and medium sized shops, retailers. This is going to be a real tough period for us, I think, if we can't get our voices out there, because we're not a lesser than. We can't compete on service and on price.
So what is it? What are the things that you seek to offer then that are unique that Amazon can't offer?
We can offer the delivery. We can offer the product range. What we can also offer is a really nice place with a physical shop that you can come in, bring your kids, have a nice experience. Our staff are really friendly, really well trained. We're passionate about what we do. We didn't set up our businesses. Most small retailers don't set up their business to become millionaires. It's because they have a real grah and love and expertise about those products. And that's why they do it. And Jeff Bezos certainly doesn't have that.
No, he doesn't. And listen, I'm happy to kind of give Cogs as well a great plug, because I've got into it and I regularly do, particularly in the run up to Christmas. And it is a great shop and it's great expertise. And you know, I'm thinking of certain other products. I mean, some people buy a lot of clothes online. I kind of prefer, if I was buying a suit or something, I go down to Duggan's on the High Street in Kilkenny. I'll give them a shout out as well. But, you know,
different.
Yeah, there's a difference, Adrian, I guess, in terms of the types of products that might be, or the types of shops that might be feeling under threat today.
Look, I think it's an excellent point, because like I was talking to one company today that is starting to sell on Amazon.ie, but they run basically a warehouse, okay, beside the Red Cow roundabout. They've no front of house, as far as I see, or not much of one. They don't invest in like sales staff. They don't curate a space to visit for an experience, as has been described there. That way, they can afford to pay Amazon quite a lot of money to, you know, to deliver pretty amazing fulfillments and logistics, it's a different economic model. It's very difficult for a retailer, traditional retailer in an Irish high street, which provides a service to that street, to that community, also visually as well. It's very difficult for them to compete because it's not a similar type of business. They've invested a lot in different things. They don't have the spare money or the spare margin to give to Amazon for fulfillment in that way. So it's a very good point that we do need to make decisions on what we want to see in our towns and our villages. Do we want hollowed out high streets? And if not, then we need to reserve at least some of our money, our buying for those physical shops.
We're always a bit kind of hypocritical or schizophrenic in this sense, aren't we, Ruth? That you walk up the high street in any kind of sizable town in Ireland and people would give out about the proliferation of American candy stores, vape shops and barbers. And yeah, then they'll go home and they'll shop on Amazon.
Yeah, I mean, we can't just all, you know, I love a coffee, I love getting my nails done, but we can't all turn around and sell each other coffee and do each other's nails. Do you know, we need retail shops and units in our towns to make them vibrant, to make them fun, you know, to offer the sponsorship to your local football team, to give your kids work experience in fourth year. You know, we contribute so much to local towns and we do really need support.
Listen, Ruth, thanks a million for coming into us. Ruth Roberts from Cogs, the Brain Shop. Adrian Weckler, the technology editor with the Irish Independent. Adrian, thank you as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.